Jason Taylor, good morning. Are you inspired by inspirational quotes, Jason?
You inspire me every day, TK.
Can you believe he's just talking about a blank canvas and being creative every morning and painting this picture? I mean, what a load of rubbish that is.
I've known you for a long time, TK, and I know you've got absolutely nothing in the fact that you're still a success in some way, shape or form is an inspiration to me.
That's right.
Thank you, Jason. Well summed up.
I would say a miracle.
Well summed up. You go into the bye, I reckon you'd probably like to still be playing this weekend after what happened last weekend.
Yeah, look, we've built a bit of momentum over the last probably six games. And, we would like to keep it rolling, but you don't get that choice. And we've got a few guys who need a rest. And if we were playing this weekend, we'd be playing without the Origin guys as well. So, it's fine. We're happy with what we've done over the last few weeks. And the challenge is to keep improving. It's not a matter of saying, well, that's good enough, let's just hang on to it. We want to keep improving because there's more there, I think.
Yeah, well, you've won three of the last four, but, you know, again, the challenges keep on coming, and that will be with the Melbourne Storm will be your next opposition.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great test for us. We're really looking forward to that. So the fact that we have got pretty much 2 weeks to prepare for that, we've today's our last over three-day block that we're doing, and then we'll give the guys three days off, and they had 3 days off after the Friday game. So it's been a great opportunity for us to get some hard work done, but also give the guys a rest, and they'll come in next Monday really fresh and looking forward to building up for what will be our biggest game of the year against Melbourne down in Melbourne.
Yeah, JT, what a season it's been made. It's amazing the headlines that tend to follow your club or has done for a little while, but I saw your press conference after the weekend and you were just thrilled with what the guys are able to, if there is a mistake, if there is something go wrong, their character now and the fact that that it doesn't affect them and that they can come up with the points or the defensive stoicness after that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've talked about that a bit and it's important. You know, we've changed our attitude and we've changed the way we're playing and it's really important that we did that. You know, I've been going hard at them for 18 months now and in this fashion, but until the guys actually feel it and understand it themselves, you know, it takes time and we're getting there. You know, I think the game against the Broncos was a big one for us. You know, just the way we played that night, the style of footy we played, the control that we played with, and then to win up there against that team who, you know, regardless of who they had out, they're really well coached to play that style of footy, that grinding style of footy that wins competitions, and we're learning to play that, but then put some of our skill on top of it, which will make us hard to beat if we can do that week in, week out.
Was it as good as you've seen Mitchell Moses play?
In that Brisbane game, you mean?
No, in the Souths game.
Yeah. Well, he's been really good for us over the last, you know, it's as I said, I think it's four of our last six, and he's really led the way. Mm. You know, he and Brooksy have just taken control of the team, and that's what we want them to do. And, I've been really impressed by Mitch's performances on field, but the biggest thing's been his attitude at training and just around the place in every regard. He's really developing quickly, and we're really excited about that.
Tedesco, mate, are you surprised he's not at Coffs Harbour?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, oh, he's been playing good footy.
Yeah, mate, on the Wade Graham thing, what did you think would happen last night? And we've been discussing that maybe they need to tweak the fact that carryover points for minor incidents are coming back to bite a lot of players on the bum. Do they have to look at that?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'd like to think that we can look at that. And I think that's the right way to go about it for minor incidents. You know, I heard somebody saying that, does that mean that then the game prior to an Origin, you've got players trying to get away with stuff they normally wouldn't get away with? Well, I don't think so. You know, if we're talking minor incidents, that's exactly what they are. I'm sure Jonathan Thurston would be comfortable with Wade Graham playing in this Origin game. You know, he didn't get anything out of that contact. So, yeah, I think there's something that we can work towards there, but we need to do it in the right fashion. I think everybody agrees it's the right way to go. Disappointing to see somebody miss out on an Origin debut for such a small incident, but, you know, that's where the carryover points come in, I suppose.
JT, got to ask it, mate. It comes up every time you put yourself in this situation, but there seems to be everyone weighing in on this Robbie Farah situation and yourself. Even Meninga the other day had his crack and it was supportive of yourself. Everything okay there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a really professional relationship and that's working really well. And, you know, you guys were talking about quotes there and I heard some guys talking over the weekend about, you know, if you keep doing what you've always done, you keep getting what you've always got. And and we've needed to hand the control of our team to our halves, you know, and we want James Tedesco to get more ball and we're changing the style of the way we're playing and so that's the fashion that we're going in and so, you know, what that means is some tough decisions around the style of play and so, you know, that's the reason behind some of the decisions that we've made over the last 5 or 6 weeks and you know, the team, you know, Robbie missed a few games and the team has played really well and we want to keep rolling in that fashion. So, and I was really pleased with the role that he played in the team in our game against South. It was really positive for everybody and he enjoyed it. So that's a great step forward for us.
And, mate, I know it's not this way for you, but it is for the public. If you win, all those issues go away. If you lose, they all come to the surface. But it's never that simple, but that's the public perception.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, I said that after the Roosters game, we rested Robbie for the Roosters game and it was, well, that was a mistake. But it wasn't a mistake. It was the right decision based on what Robbie had been through in the Origin, playing 80 minutes in the Origin game, but also the head knock that was pretty severe that he'd received. And also the fact that we wanted to keep the team rolling in that fashion that we had. And we lost that game, but we fought really hard in that game and made too many errors. And then, you know, I think the way we started against South last Friday spoke for itself. So, it's a clear direction for us as a club and it's a positive direction and I think it's the direction of the future. So we'll keep working our way down that path.
Jason,
Robbie has a big part to play in it, though.
Yeah, sure. Look, there's more bad weather predicted this weekend, but we saw the bad weather a couple of weeks ago and much publicised the destruction of those houses at Collaroy, but Picton in our Greater West copped it just as badly and a lot of damage done out there. And of course, not far from your base either, West Tigers at Campbelltown. And you guys are going to have a walk from West Tigers HQ in Concord. It's going to finish at Picton.
Yeah, TK, it's going to be a long day, mate.
That's 80 Ks, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, it's, yeah, you know, we're really looking forward to it. It'll be West Tigers players and, you know, current and former players joining in. There'll be special guests. I'd love to see you guys out there. You know, it beats a game of golf, mate, a stroll to Picton.
Yeah. 80 Ks.
Yeah, we're looking for donations and people to support us. But, it's on the 29th of June. We'll start early in the morning at Concord at Oval and finish in Picton. So it's great. You know, we want to raise some money for the junior league out there, but also the primary schools and they've copped the battering. So, you know, we played on that Sunday against the Roosters and the weather was just unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. And of course, we had the losing of the pants and all of that, but we won't go into that, mate. We can donate. It's the Lions Club of Tarmor are going to be running all of this, and we'll put that. Go to the westtigers.com.au for details about getting involved in that walk from Concord to Picton. It's 80 Ks for the West Tigers and also to help all the flood victims from Picton. JT, always good to chat, mate. Enjoy the bye weekend.
Will do, guys. Thanks a lot.